Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Esther chapter 4, and we're reading verses 12 to 17.
When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions.
Our focus is on verse 16. If I perish, I perish. This is not resignation, but a willingness on Esther's part to sacrifice herself for the sake of her people. Her meteoric rise to become queen had not been by accident, but was part of God's eternal plan. Mordecai recognized this and encouraged Esther to seize the moment to fulfill a God-given role. But let's not pretend that the choice was simple. Esther counted the cost, and then was willing to pay it in order to save her own people. What a lovely picture of Jesus Christ. Whilst the possibility of death was there for Esther, the certainty of death on the cross was there for Jesus. Yet out of his great love for us, Jesus went to the cross to save us from sin, from death, and from an eternity away from God. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's as true today as it ever has been. So let's make sure we don't miss out on this salvation. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that through your death we can know forgiveness and eternal life. Help us to never take it for granted, but live for you out of gratitude for what you have done for us. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.